USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans will see another round of stimulus checks very soon.
People are going to see this money the beginning of next week. So it's very fast. It's money that gets recirculated in the economy. So people go out and spend this money, and that helps small business.
Mnuchin making those comments on CNBC that direct payment would be subject to the same income limits as it was back in March, which was $75,000. CVS Health will begin vaccinating those in long-term care facilities this week. The company is saying the first doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be given in 12 states. They include Florida, Nevada, New York, and Ohio. President-elect Joe Biden and Jill Biden also receiving their vaccines in Wilmington, Delaware on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A third suspect is being charged in connection with the Pan Am Flight 103 terrorist bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, 32 years ago. Attorney General Bill Barr saying there is no question the Pan Am attack was aimed at the United States.
The operation had been ordered by the leadership of Libyan intelligence. Gaddafi had personally thanked Massoud for the successful attack on the United States.
All eyes remain on Georgia with control of the Senate up for grabs in the Georgia runoffs. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the GOP can't rely on just the base to push past the Democrats. Haley telling Fox News they need to capitalize on the inroads President Trump made with minority voters to keep the two crucial Senate seats.
If you look at our last event in Forsyth County, you saw it was multicultural, multigenerational. I mean, those are the people that President Trump helped build. We have to build on top of that.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A federal panel is recommending that people 75 years and older, as well as teachers, firefighters, and grocery store workers, should be next in line for coronavirus vaccines. That's not sitting well with some, though, who say the vaccine should be distributed to minorities and people of color first. As far as why he believes race is always brought into things, Republican Congressman-elect Burgess Owens says,
well, it's real simple. That's the way the left rolls. It's always about division. Why don't we just go ahead? Those who are most at risk are our elderly, those who truly need to have some type of vaccine, some kind of protection. Let's take care of them first. And then, you know, I heard by the end of January, that could be all done with. That could be taken care of. We get back to normal. And at the end of the day, what should younger people be thinking about? Making sure those who are older, those who are more at risk, are taken care of. That's the American way. So, no, all this division stuff, keep this in mind. American people are waking up to this mess.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling on the feds to prevent a new strain of the coronavirus from reaching the United States.
Right now, this variant in the UK is getting on a plane and flying to JFK right now, today.
The Democratic governor is saying the federal government needs to restrict or ban travel from the UK, where COVID-19 cases continue to rise. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.